Yaya, you know how Santa Claus is always depicted with rosy red cheeks? I have a theory that Mr. Claus has the skin condition rosacea.
I always thought his cheeks were red as a result of that freezing North Pole weather. By the way, what's rosacea?
It's a skin condition affecting about 14 million adults in the United States.
It's not just rosy cheeks, is it?
No, but that's part of it. It begins as a redness of the cheeks, nose, chin, and or forehead that may come and go. Because rosacea is common in people who blush or flush easily, and because the condition develops slowly over time, many who have the condition don't realize it.
You said it begins as an occasional redness. Then what happens?
It varies from person to person, but over time, the redness can deepen and stay around longer. This redness is caused by dilation of the blood vessels in the face, and some of these blood vessels may become visible. Some people with rosacea also develop small red pimples and sometimes burning and itching of the eyes. If untreated, rosacea can eventually lead to disfiguring red bumps and enlargement of the nose and other parts of the face, as well as serious eye problems.
What causes it?
The cause is unknown, but sun, exercise, heat, stress, spicy foods, or alcohol can act as triggers of flare-ups.
Is it contagious?
No, but it's often hereditary. I wonder if Santa inherited it from his mom or pop.
You think Rudolph has rosacea too?
Definitely.
This moment of science comes from Indiana University, with underwriting from the Office of the Vice President for Research.
Today's program was prepared by Michelle Ross, with help from Stephen Billings at Indiana University, Purdue University, Indianapolis. There are hundreds more moments of science on our website at amos.indiana.edu. I'm Don Glass.
And I'm Yael Cassander.